I am sitting on a gold mine. But now I see it. Sometimes you don't know what you have. You may be sitting on a gold mine without realizing it. I was. This has been my story for a long time. Whatever business I have ever been in, someone, maybe many people told me that I was sitting on a gold mine. Except I couldn't see it, and I couldn't mine the gold. And it looked that I am in the same situation, locked it, permanently. No matter how much higher I view the world from. But something happened today, that may change that. I was on a coaching call with a coach who is friendly enough for my type of questions, my type of interruptions, my type of language. The conversation was about how to make the segment of your crowd finally buy, the segment that has been interested, but not ready to buy. Maybe skeptical. Maybe don't trust themselves enough. My hunch is, they don't want to buy my stuff, because they knew themselves of not implementing, or not understanding, or not doing anything with what they bought. A track record of such will cool someone's enthusiasm. Now, truth be told, some of my customers belong to that category of not doing anything with what they buy. But they keep on buying. Undying optimism that this time will be different? But I have some people who, traditionally, could not change their mindset enough to actually benefit from the good stuff I teach. And recently that has changed. Actually, it happened twice. Back in 2012, I lead the most successful program of mine, the Second Phase Activators course. It had almost 100 sessions, and the results were staggering. People raised their vibration, made fundamental changes in their lives. I didn't know why it was so effective, so I could not duplicate it. And then it happened again this year. Effectiveness of a course or a program is measured to what degree participants actually implement the courses and make lasting changes in their lives. If they implemented completely, the effectiveness would be 100%. For example, the effectiveness of elementary school education, from the perspective of being able to read and write, is about 30%. Most people have a real difficulty reading and writing, even today. Most people don't use what they buy. Just reading something once, or listening to an audio once gives people 1%, not enough for it to be of any use. Although I had a little more traction, it wasn't much better with my courses in the years between 2012 and 2021. Some courses are useless, so even if you implemented, nothing much would happen. I have bought courses like that. But my courses are potentially useful, and yet, in the hands of people who don't implement them, they become useless. This was my life until just a few months ago. I was doing my best, yet. What happened and what is the connection between the two courses, the one in 2012 and the one in 2021? The common denominator between those two courses was the Soaring Method. I lead a little course I learned from a book. The Soaring Method. The book was written by two Russian psychologists. Those two psychologists traveled the world teaching people how to be magicians. But not the kind who uses sleight of hand, but the kind who causes themselves to soar. When you soar, you take yourself out of your own way. And you can be different, others can be different, life can be different. Temporarily. There are 7 different methods for soaring in the book, and I taught every one of them. The most effective method was the first one, where you rename yourself. That, combined with the idea that you need to remember that you are a magician, or all bets are off. This combination made that little course a self-image reshaper. A magician's want. Temporarily. I added to the course a little psychic surgery. The anchor to doom pulling. And that made the results of the Soaring Method permanent. People who did the work in that course earnestly have since produced miracles. They also came to my next course rolling up their shirt sleeves. Ready to rumble. They continue implementing, consuming, because their new self didn't leave. It has become permanent. Did everyone who came to the sessions have that result? No, only 50%. The other 50% didn't really get a sticky new self-image. Some, my observation not the truth, went back to their lives where they continued to be treated as the person they were before. So the new name didn't stick. The new self didn't sprout roots. And although I have found the Philosopher's Stone, the magic ingredient that I can use to transform never-do-wells to winners, I didn't realize it. Today my conversation partners woke me up. They are in similar businesses to mine, and they want what I have. For themselves, and for their crowd. And for the first time I realized how I am sitting on a gold mine. And for the first time in my life I can take advantage of it. Using this gold I have gives everyone more than they had before. So why does this method work? It sounds too easy. I agree. Probably that is why I keep saying, this little course. A few days ago I wrote a few articles saying that we are all mentally ill. That unless you know that your mind will say back to you what you said about yourself, labeled yourself when you were too young to actually see reality accurately. This is what is now giving you your false identity, this is what you are trying to prove and disprove at the same time. The thing I call the wondering about. Example, I am wondering about if the reason my parents don't love me is because I am X. Or, I am wondering if the reason I lose everything regularly is because I am stupid. Or, I am wondering if the reason I can't have everything is because I am not good enough. And the renaming method we use in the Soaring Method course can, if chosen well, if nurtured, made automatic, can effectively combat and compete with the original name you gave yourself, X, or stupid, or not good enough. In today's mental illness class we'll look at that. And see if we can find a sentence that fits the original one like a glove. And replaces it. It's today at 2 p.m. It's pricey for a short class. But if it works for you, it is worth it double, triple over. Why? If this new name sticks, the future becomes open again. And you can start tackling your projects, create projects, face life head on. For the first time in your life. Let's find you a new name on the mental illness class. Go to www.yourvibration.com/mentalillness to register. The class will be a lot like a one-on-one. The name mental illness wasn't a real chick magnet, so only one person registered, so there is a good chance, it will be you and her. So there you go, again, about the price. For $40 you can't get more than 10 minutes of my time. And in this class you have a chance for 30 minutes or more. Just for your issue. So if you have been disappointing yourself because you don't, you can, you won't. This is your chance.